thousands of books have been written on the topic of retirement. Even I wrote a book on retirement. Larry Swedbrow has written 17 books, including this one. It's Your Complete Guide to a Successful and Secure Retirement. He joins us now from St. Louis, Missouri. Hello there.
How you doing, Bruce?
Your Complete Guide. That is a big promise. What makes yours complete?
Well, there are a lot of books on retirement, as you noted. Many of them focus on either investing or estate planning or a few issues. I was searching for a book that covered the full ground, including planning a life in retirement, as well as issues like elder abuse, cognitive decline, pension plans, medical insurance, all kinds of things. And I didn't find one, so I thought I could take the task on, and I recruited, I think, an all-star team of people who had expertise in various areas, including authors of books on the subjects they're writing, to put this book together.
Are there some happy topics in there? Geez, dementia, elder abuse. A lot of people have quite a good life in retirement.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. That I would bet those people have planned to have a good life. Sadly, too many of us don't plan for that. And because it's been found that we get our fulfillment in life, a sense of intellectual stimulation, our social connections come while we're at work. So if we don't plan to continue those things going forward when we retire, bad things happen. In fact, the highest suicide rate is not teenage girls any longer. It's retired men.
I saw that statistic. It was shocking and heartbreaking in equal measure. You write in your book, people spend less time planning for retirement than for a vacation. I don't know if that's true quantitatively, but it's worrying. Even just the sentiment is worrying. If there was one element, I'm going to force you to choose from all these topics that you talked about. If there was one part of the plan which you believe is the most under thought through, under planned for, what would it be?
I think it's a lack of planning for a fulfilling life in retirement.
Yeah, like activities. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? For example, most people, or at least I think it's even a majority, say they're going to do charitable work, and yet less than something like a third or a quarter actually do it. You have to put together a plan. I worked with author Alan Spector, who wrote a wonderful book, Your Retirement Quest, which is kind of a guidebook, and it gives you exercises to do, including envisioning that perfect day in retirement and then practicing it before you actually get there.
You have a new spin on the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, the retirement version. High equity valuations, low bond yields, increased longevity risk, risk of long-term care. I want you to talk about the longevity risk piece.
Well, that's the good news and the bad news at the same time.
Yeah.
The good news, of course, is we're living longer and we're living healthier lives in general. The bad news is, of course, number one, you need a larger pot of money when you retire because you're living longer. The average 65-year-old healthy average couple has a second-to-die life expectancy of almost 25 years, and that, of course, means half will live longer. So you need to plan at least 30 years. And sadly, as we age, the risk of needing long-term care and the risk of cognitive decline increase dramatically. And you need to plan for those extra expenses, not only of just living longer, but of living near the end of your life with a much more expensive bill to pay.
You outline a bunch of risks, including something that you call sequence risk. What do you mean by that? Now, we're in the investing realm. What do you mean by sequence risk?
So what most people don't understand is when you're in the accumulation phase, it pretty much doesn't matter the order of returns. So you could have the first 10 years be poor and the next 10 years be great. In most cases, it doesn't matter. On the other hand, when you retire actually the vast majority of your success or not of your plan happens in the first 5 years of retirement. And the reason is if you start out with bad years and the portfolio drops sharply like a 2008 or 2000 through 2002, the problem is your portfolio is collapsing and then you're withdrawing money to pay for your lifestyle. And when the market eventually recovers, you can't recover as much because that money has been spent. So this is what's called sequence risk. Mm. So while stocks over the long term, for example, have gotten about 10%, and bonds, say, 5 or 6, so an average for a portfolio of 8, you really could not have been withdrawing more than about 6% a year, even accounting for inflation, and without running a high risk of running out of money.
So how do you mitigate that?
Well, you, number one, probably today should start with a portfolio that's, my recommendation is, about 30 times what your spending need is once you account for your pensions. In the U.S., that would be mainly Social Security. Mm-hmm. So if you needed $60,000, we're getting $30,000 from Social Security. Your net need is $30,000 a year. You need about $900,000 or you should not be retiring or shouldn't be planning on that.
You also talk about the risk of failing to provide for a spouse. When you look at the mortality tables, what the actuaries would say is that spouse is more likely to be a female.
Absolutely. Women have a longer life expectancy. And as we point out on the women's chapter, unfortunately, when they are widowed or divorced, and the fastest rate of increase or cohort of divorces is what is called silver divorces. And women tend not to remarry as often as men. And that means they have a much more expensive nut to hit because two can live cheaper than one. So that's another problem that we all face or that we can face.
I want to finish on a positive note because there are so many risks, there's so many factors, there's so much to plan. What is one thing you're excited about this time in your own life?
Well, the great thing for me is I'm not planning to retire, at least not from life. I found that I get great joy out of my work. And the day it becomes work, not enjoyment, will be the day I will retire. But I've been lucky in my life, and I get to help people. I get emails from people all over the world thanking me for helping them through my books and answering their questions and emails. So any of your listeners, pick up a copy of book. No, I'm always happy to answer their questions.
That's great. Larry, thank you for your time today. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Larry Swedbrow is the author of Your Complete Guide to a Successful and Secure Retirement, and he joined us from St. Louis, Missouri.